2 Chronicles chapter 15. The Spirit of God came upon Azariah, son of Obed. He went out to meet Asa and said this to him, "Listen to me, Asa, and all Judah and Benjamin. The Lord is with you when you are with him. If you seek him, he is there to be found. If you forsake him, he will forsake you." For a long time Israel was without the true God, without a priest to teach, and without the law. Then in their distress they turned to the Lord, the God of Israel. They sought him, and he was found by them. During those times there was no peace for those who went out and came in, because there was great disturbances affecting all the inhabitants of the lands. It was nation against nation, and city against city. They were broken in pieces because God troubled them with every kind of distress. But take courage and do not let your hands be slack, because there will be a reward for your work. When Asa heard these words and the prophecy of Azariah, son of Obed the prophet, he took courage. He put away the disgusting idols from the whole land of Judah and Benjamin, and from the cities which he had taken from the hill country of Ephraim. He repaired the altar of the Lord, which was in front of the porch of the Lord's house. He gathered all Judah and Benjamin, as well as those who had settled among them from Ephraim, Manasseh, and Simeon, because people from Israel had gone over to Asa in great numbers, since they saw that the Lord his God was with him. They gathered at Jerusalem in the third month of the 15th year of Asa's reign. On that day they sacrificed to the Lord 700 cattle and 7,000 sheep from the plunder they had brought. They entered into a covenant to seek the Lord, the God of their fathers, with all their heart and with all their soul. Anyone who did not seek the Lord, the God of Israel, was to be put to death, whether young or old, man or woman. They swore an oath to the Lord with a loud voice, with shouting and with trumpets and ram's horns. All Judah rejoiced over the oath because they had sworn with all their heart, and they very eagerly sought the Lord. He was found by them, and the Lord gave them rest on every side. Asa even removed his grandmother Maacah from her position as queen mother because she had made an obscene image for Asherah. Asa cut down her image and crushed it and burned it in the Kidron Valley. The high places, however, were not removed from Israel. Nevertheless, Asa's heart was completely committed throughout all his days. He brought silver and gold and vessels and utensils to the house of the Lord as dedicated offerings for himself and his father. There was no war until the 35th year of Asa's reign. Chapter 16. In the 36th year of the reign of Asa, Baasha, king of Israel, attacked Judah, and he fortified Ramah in order to keep anyone from going in or coming out from Asa, king of Judah. So Asa took silver and gold from the treasuries of the house of the Lord and from the palace of the king, and sent it to Ben-Hadad, king of Aram, who ruled in Damascus. He said, "There should be a treaty between you and me, as there was between my father and your father. Look, I have sent you silver and gold. Go, break your treaty with Baasha, king of Israel, so that he will withdraw from me." Ben-Hadad listened to King Asa and sent the commanders of his armies against the cities of Israel. They conquered Ijon, Dan, Abel-Maim, and all the towns for storehouses in Naphtali. When Baasha heard about it, he stopped building Ramah and put an end to his work on it. King Asa then summoned all Judah, and they carried away from Ramah the stones and the timber which Baasha had been using to build it. With them he built Geba and Mizpah. At that time, Hanani the seer came to Asa, king of Judah, and said to him, "Because you relied on the king of Aram, and you did not rely on the Lord your God, the army of the king of Aram has escaped from your hand. Weren't the Cushites and the Libyans a huge army, with very many chariots and charioteers? When you relied on the Lord, he gave them into your hand. The Lord, it is his eyes that go back and forth over all the earth to offer strong support to the hearts of those who are completely committed to him. "You have acted foolishly in this. From now on, you will be at war." Asa was angry with the seer, so he put him in prison because he was in a rage against him on account of this. At this time, Asa also crushed some of the people. You can find the acts of Asa from first to last, written in the book of the kings of Judah and Israel. Asa's feet became diseased in the 39th year of his reign. His disease was very serious, but even when he was sick, he did not seek the Lord, but only his physicians. Asa rested with his fathers. He died in the 41st year of his reign. They buried him in his tomb, which he had cut out for himself in the city of David. They laid him on a bier that was covered with all kinds of fragrant spices and perfumed ointments, skillfully blended by the perfume makers. They burned a very large bonfire in his honor. You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 Years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.